Industries here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Stephen Domenico.
Oh, awesome, Stephen. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you very much, and to you as well.
Thank you so much, man. Can I bend your ear for just a brief moment?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Do you take care of, you know, the intersections in Burbank? Traffic control, pedestrian services?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. So you work with, like, you know, Ken Johnson and stuff?
Yes, he's my boss.
Okay, cool. Well, I just wanted to get, you know, so your feedback and opinion on this right now. We're a company called Novax Industries, and like 20 years we've been the leader in cost-effective and innovative transit signal priority solutions, specifically accessible pedestrian signals. What we do is we design and build and install advanced pedestrian systems, like audible pedestrian solutions for visually impaired, hearing impaired, and for children. So, you know, crossing the streets, you know, eliminates fatalities in suburban cities, and, you know, there's a huge push for this right now.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm just, you know, sort of just reaching out and, you know, wanted to make you feel comfortable. I wanted to find out what you guys might be doing in the future regarding accessible pedestrian signals for the city of Burbank. And, I don't know if you're the right person to talk with, but I wanted to just curious to find out what Burbank is using with regards to the intersections, whether it's audible pedestrian solutions or, you know, verbal commands, vibrating, voice, or, you know, anything like that.
Yeah, we have 200 intersections, and out of those 200 signalized intersections, that is, out of that 200, there's probably 6 or 7 that have the talking, you know, I'm sorry, I don't have the technical...
Yeah, we'll call it voice command or sensory solutions, tactile.
Tactile, yes. So we have several intersections with those. I don't know the specific models that are installed there. The guy that installed them and procured them is not in today. He'll be back on Monday.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, we have about 6 intersections. There was a community group of blind folks that got together and picked out some key locations, and we did a pilot program maybe 8 or 9 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And so they were installed, and there hasn't been, to my knowledge, at least through my desk, there hasn't been any request to put in any other ones. But we've been accommodating. If there's somebody that says, hey, I work in this building, and this is where I park my car, and I can't get across the street because, you know, I can't see the lights, you know, we would be more than happy to do what we can to install one there.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. And so you've had, you know, probably that set up for about 8 or 9 years now?
It seems like it must be about that, yeah.
Okay, cool. And in your opinion, is there sort of any movement or legislation, you know, in the Burbank, you know, Los Angeles area, you know, to, you know, give more access to sight-impaired or hearing-impaired, you know, citizens?
I know that it's controversial down here because the day we put them up, we got some people are saying, thank you so much, and other folks are saying, wait a minute, now I can't hear the cars because this thing's making all this noise. You know, so, you know, right there on the corner, our guys are doing the installation, and you know, there's this battle going on between these two opposite sides, you know, both visually impaired,
yeah,
but both sides of it. So I don't hear those discussions. Ken Johnson would probably be more, you know, he's definitely out there in the forefront as far as dealing with the public.
Yeah.
We're more on the technical side.
Okay, cool. Well, you know, it sounds like you guys, you know, are, you know, quite leading edge, and, you know, many cities don't even have these. So you really realized this 9 years ago to do something. That's awesome of you. That's great.
Yeah, and we went through a few different generations of it. You know, we had the voices, and then, you know, then anything that you do, somebody else comes back and says, you know, well, this doesn't apply to here, or how do I know which way olive is, you know, or you tell me north, go north, and how do I know which way north is?
Yeah.
You know, so it was just interesting.
Yeah, it's like, you know, should it be voice, should it be vibrate, should it be signal, should, you know, there's, you know, everyone has their own opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have, like I say, there's got to be 8 or 9 of them deployed in the field, and they've been running well. And But definitely Ken Johnson would know if there's been complaints or if there's been requests.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just, you know, we're just curious to find out as we look towards the future, if you anticipate any future requirements, and we'd love to, you know, throw our hat into the ring, so to speak.
Sure. We do have a project coming up at our airport, between our airport and our transit center.
Oh, interesting.
Where the trains come in, the commuter trains and stuff.
Yes.
I'm sure there would need to be some sort of accessibility stuff there.
Awesome. How far away is that to completion?
They broke ground on their property, on the airport property, on building a parking structure. It's coming in phases, but
yes.
They're updating two intersections and then creating another one.
Interesting.
And it's a crosswalk.
Yeah.
At the pedestrian crosswalk. So that's very interesting. If you sent your stuff over, we'd definitely give it a look. And
this is awesome. I'll circle back and give Ken Johnson a call next week.
Okay. I can give you my email address if you want.
Sweet. I'd love it, Stephen. Yeah.
SEOMENICO at ci.burbank.ca.us.
Okay. Let me just read that back if I could, Stephen.
Yeah.
SEOMENICO. And then I've got the URL online right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Ken's is K. Johnson.
And the same URL.
Yep.
Fantastic. You've been so helpful. I wish you all the best over Thanksgiving.
What do you guys do up there for Thanksgiving?
Well, we had ours two to 3 weeks ago. And yeah, we're into turkey, and yeah,
what's the occasion for your celebration? I mean, you know, we say it's for the pilgrims.
I guess that, you know, that is the whole sort of, you know, urban myth. It's all about the pilgrims, and yes, totally, 100%. Yeah, it really is.
So North America, then?
That's 100%,
100%. There you go.
You know, I'm sort of like, you know, slightly straying away in the fray of this whole organized, you know, religion thing. I'm all about good karma and, you know, I'll just be giving thanks to the universe, right?
Sure, sure.
But yeah, you know, when they pull the layers off the onion, it's all about the pilgrims. That's what it's all about. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
That's right. It's the beginning of taken from the Indians.
Yeah, when we just completely raped the land from them. No, just kidding.
So since we're on the topic of Indians,
yeah.
Indian giver.
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean to you?
Gosh, you know, up here in Vancouver, you couldn't be saying that all day. We have a big Aboriginal population. And, that would probably be a negative thing.
So,
that's a negative. It's like, oh, you know, you said you were going to give me that. And like, dude, you know, whoa, what an Indian giver. Like, that's a negative.
Okay, because we have my whole life I assumed it was the government gave the Indians the land and then took it back. And that's like the Indian giver. You give somebody something and then you take it back. That's what I always thought it was. And then somebody said, no, it's Indians only give something away wanting something in return.
I tend to think it's the first one, man. What do you think? I think it's like, you know, the United States gave the land, you know, but you know what? This is really a histrionics thing.
Yes.
You know, they were here before the English invaded, and you know, North America, because everything, I think, stems from the Brits. They were here first, I think, right? Yeah. And when they arrived here, the Indians were already here.
Yeah.
And then we took the land, or the United States, as it started to form, did sort of abscond the land from the Indians, because now in retribution, if you're an Aboriginal Indian in the United States, you pretty much get land, no taxes, and everything for free, because we ripped you off, you know, 200 years ago.
We give you a casino down there.
Yeah, that's right. You put it in your name and your family's name.
All right, I'll look forward to your email.
All right, man. Have a great one.
Have a wonderful, yeah, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.